This is Brian, and you're listening to Bringlese Daily. Welcome back. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is a brand new week. Wake up, enjoy the sunshine. Guys, let's begin a new episode. By the way, today is Monday, May 20th, 2024. And let's begin today's episode with a quick translation challenge. I have a question for you guys today, and it's a little bit tricky, so be careful. Today's challenge is, chi ti ha insegnato a parlare così? Let me repeat that one more time. Chi ti ha insegnato a parlare così? Think about how you would properly ask that question in English, and at the end of today's episode, I will explain how I would say that question. With that being said, it is time to begin today's one big thing. And today's one big thing is literally crazy English. It's the crazy English method. And you probably haven't heard of this, but it is a method used in some Chinese contexts. It's not serious. Well, for some people, it probably is. But let me give you a quick background on the crazy English method. Basically, China has been learning English for a long time. If you're Chinese, let's be honest, learning English is going to be harder for you than it is for a European. They don't even use the standard A, B, C, D alphabet, so you really have to start from the basics. The grammar is completely different, and it actually makes you realize that if you're Italian, for example, learning English is pretty easy. If you're Chinese, learning English is going to be a lot harder. So, you guys probably know China has the biggest population on Earth. There are so many Chinese people. And as a result of that, China claims that it has the largest number of English speakers in the world, paradoxically. The most English speakers in the world? In China? Doesn't seem true, but when you have such a big population, it actually makes sense. So China claims that they have 300 million English speakers, but, and this is a very big but, most of those 300 million people can only really read and write English. And when you try to speak to them, or if they try to speak to you, their English is not nearly as good. So this is where the crazy English method comes into play. A Chinese man by the name of Li Yang invented his method. It's called crazy English. And his method is described as shouting out loud, you learn. And that's why it's called crazy. Because you're supposed to just yell English phrases, and by yelling them, you will learn. I've never considered this method. As an English teacher myself, I don't usually shout sentences at my students, hey guys, the pen is on the table. I've never used that method, but Mr. Li Yang believes the traditional way of learning English in China is ineffective. And his method, on the other hand, shouting equals learning, he thinks that is the way to go. So where does the crazy English method come from? Well, Li Yang told his story. And he says that when he was learning English, he had a hard time memorizing phrases. He struggled in general with the language. So one day he started shouting phrases to himself. And he said that it really helped him and it made him feel confident. So I can imagine this younger Chinese boy sitting in the hallway in school moments before an English test shouting, "The pen is on the table. The pen is on the table." And according to Yang, it made him feel very, very confident. And he started as one of the worst students in his class, but using his own method, he became the second best student in the class. And so he had the proof that his method worked. And when he graduated school, he became an English teacher and he started using the shouting phrases method. He created a trademark, he created his method, and it became kind of popular. Crazy English definitely exists in China. And the story does not end here. It might seem crazy, I mean, the name is literally Crazy English, but this method became so popular that 20 million people signed up for a Crazy English course. Even the Chinese government recognized Crazy English as a legitimate teaching method, and they sent Li Yang to Beijing to begin teaching soldiers on top of the Great Wall of China. And now his method is a multi-million dollar business. There are 150 people working for his company, and he is the president. So Li Yang came up with an interesting way to learn English, and he has had a lot of success. So it's an interesting story, and me, as a teacher, I'm starting to consider, well, do I need to start yelling at my students? Do I need to start shouting out phrases? That way they can learn. There's no science to learning and teaching. I mean, there is, but there's no definitive answer. This is the best. Learning and teaching are both subjective. So it depends. Person to person, the results are going to be different. I thought that story was pretty funny. As an English teacher myself, I wanted to share it with you guys. But now let's switch over to today's question of the day, which I think is interesting as well. And the question is, what type of learner are you? Auditory, visual, reading, or something else? What type of learner are you? In the case of Crazy English, the learner has to probably be auditory because you're hearing these phrases shouted at you. Some people learn best through video or visuals. Some people learn best through reading. And I am definitely a visual learner. I learn the most from images and pictures and video and seeing something, demonstrations. That's the most effective way for me to learn. I think one of the least effective ways for me to learn is through reading. Just because, for example, if you explain something to me vocally with a demonstration maybe in front of me as well, or you give me a written description, I can guarantee you I will learn better with the first option. Not everyone is like that. As I just said, learning is subjective. Some people can learn in a more clear way through reading, which that makes sense too. You can read something more than once. You can take word for word. So it just depends, but me personally, I'm definitely a visual learner. Also auditory, to be honest. I like listening. Sounds help me learn as well. I hope some of my listeners are auditory since we are talking about listening skills here on the Bring Glaze Daily podcast. We try to improve our listening, which is of course best done through audio. And with that being said, let's close today's episode with the answer to the translation challenge. Before we do that, I've been reminding you guys a lot lately, but I am an English teacher. I have my own method that I call Englishify Your Mind. It's where I try to show Italians that Italian grammar, the Italian sentence structures, it could be okay, but it's even better to open your mind up to the English way of thinking. Turn down the Italian and turn up the English. That's the synthesis of Englishify Your Mind. That's my method as a teacher, and I do my teaching inside Bringlese Academy. I have courses from A1 to C1. I do live lessons twice a week. And speaking about learning, the best way to learn is by doing. That's why we have speaking classes as well. You guys can check all of that out at bringlese.com. And today's sentence was, Chi ti ha insegnato a parlare così? So the way I would ask this question is, who taught you to speak like that? Who taught you to speak like that? Notice there's no auxiliary verb in this question. And that's because there's no real subject. The subject is chi. Notice that we can replace chi, who, with the answer. For example, if the answer is Chris. Chi ti ha insegnato a parlare così? Chris mi ha insegnato a parlare così. And questions like this, questions without a subject, have no auxiliary verb, and the verb, the main verb, is conjugated. Taught, simple past of teach, insegnare. Who taught you to speak like that? Così, in quel modo. Like that is the best way to modify a verb. Who taught you to speak like that? Is the answer to today's translation challenge. Guys, that is the end of today's episode, but I would kindly ask you to join me again in about 24 hours because I have a very interesting topic. I think you will find it interesting as well. So I'm really looking forward to that. Thank you for listening, and as always, peace.